Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you, Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to Like Muhammad with me, Javed Akbari. Today we are going to talk about truthfulness, about trustworthiness. Islam, of course, is the religion of truth, and it advises all Muslims to be truthful. Islam commands the Muslims to be honest to themselves and to others. This order recurrently comes in the Noble Quran and the Hadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. Islam orders that Muslims tell the truth even if it is against their own interest. Islam orders them not to cheat or betray other people. A Muslim is ordered by Allah to be truthful in his words and deeds, privately and in public life. Of course, it doesn't make any difference whether one lives an individual life or a social life, he has to be truthful. Truthfulness in words implies telling the truth in all situations and under all circumstances. Truthfulness also implies fulfilling the promises, whether written or given verbally, in text and in spirit. So that's also one of the manifestations of truthfulness. Truthfulness also implies giving an honest opinion and the right advice to the one who asks for it. Obviously, in Islam, truthfulness is the conformity of the outer with the inner, the action with the intention, the speech with belief, and the practice with the preaching. And truthfulness is the very cornerstone of the upright Muslim's character, and it is the foundation for his virtuousness and for his virtuous deeds. So truth matters both to us as individuals and to society as a whole. It is such an important thing. Of course, as individuals, being truthful means that we can grow and mature, learning from our mistakes. That is it. For society, of course, truthfulness makes social bonds, and lying and hypocrisy break them. So it is very important that when we interact with other people, we are always truthful. Because if we are not truthful, we are obviously hypocrites. We will have to tell lies. Lying breaks all bonds, you know. Lying and hypocrisy leaves no room for brotherhood, for friendship, for trust, and everything, you know, falls apart in the existence of lying and hypocrisy. So telling the truth is very important trait, a very important habit. It is an important quality. If you always speak the truth, you can save yourself from a lot of trouble.
ربنا عليك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
I give you a story of a man who did a lot of bad things, but his promise to tell the truth saved him. Once a man came to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, and said, "O Messenger of Allah, I have many bad habits. Which one of them should I give up first?" Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, said, Give up telling lies first and always speak the truth. The man promised to do so and went home. At night, the man was about to go out to steal. But before setting out, he thought for a moment about the promise he had made with the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his family. If tomorrow Prophet Muhammad asks me, where have I been? What shall I say? Shall I say that I went out stealing? No, I cannot say that. But nor can I lie. If I tell the truth, everyone will start hating me and calling me a thief. I would be punished for stealing. So, the man decided not to steal that night and gave up this bad habit of stealing. Next day, he felt like drinking alcohol, drinking wine or khamr, you know. When he was about to do so, he said to himself, what shall I say to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam if he asks me what did I do during the day? I cannot tell a lie, and if I speak the truth, people will hate me because a Muslim is not allowed to drink alcohol. A Muslim is not allowed to drink wine. And so he gave up the idea of drinking alcohol because he decided not to tell a lie to the Prophet. If he had he drunk alcohol, he would have to tell the truth to the Prophet. And of course, he had to bear the consequences of telling lies and drinking alcohol, which is strictly forbidden in Islam. So in this way, whenever the man thought of doing something bad, he remembered his promise to tell the truth at all times. One by one, he gave up all his bad habits and became a good Muslim and a very good person.
My heart is so full of longing. I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad.
Now, brothers and sisters, we draw a very important lesson from this story. If you always speak the truth, you can be a good person, a good Muslim, whom Allah likes and favors. If Allah, our Creator, is pleased with us, He will reward us with heaven, which is a place of happiness and joy. Heaven is a place where you will have whatever you wish for. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Now go to chapter Fussilat and you will find this is verse 32 or 31 of the Holy Quran, where the Quran says, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. In the heaven, in paradise, you will have whatever you wish for. But provided that you should be truthful, you should be honest, you should be a practicing Muslim. And it's only through performing our wajibat and staying away from haram things that we can ensure that we will go to paradise. So telling the truth is one of the wajib acts. It's one of the obligations. And staying away from haram things. Now, lying is one of the haram things that we should always stay away from because it is haram, because God has forbidden it and it is strictly prohibited. Now, everything that God forbids, of course, there is wisdom behind it. Even if we do not know the wisdom behind it, we should follow it because we know that God is wise and He does not make something obligatory or does not make something haram without reason, without wisdom. So this is the story that we can draw important lessons from it, of course. And that's all for this session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah. رسول الله رسول الله.